Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com. Woo!
Zooey Mama. Are you ready to jump straight into it, Ryan?
Yes.
Nice. Well, welcome back to Super Mega Cast, everybody. This is episode 249.
I know. We're almost halfway to 500 episodes.
I know, which is almost 25% of 1,000 episodes.
That's crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
Numbers are crazy.
Matt said that you said the episode number. Shut up. Yeah, how about you shut up, bitch?
Yeah.
I like talking about the number.
A-hole.
I haven't done it in so long because I've been so self-conscious about it. But 249, that's one away from 250, and that's a pretty good.
I think we always introduce the episode by number, don't we?
Yeah, but
I've always made a point to be like, damn, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's because when you think about it, dude, 249 is a lot. It's a lot of dollars. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of... a lot of, like, imagine 249 inflatable beach balls all in one place.
It would be a lot in this room. It wouldn't fill it up.
I don't think it would fill it to the top.
It would be like a ball pit, at least.
We wouldn't be able to see each other right now, probably.
Probably.
Like, it'd probably be a little bit over our heads.
Imagine 249 cold glasses of water after a hot, sunny beach trip.
God, yes. 249 bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down, pass it around.
But then you only have 248, which we already
don't
passed.
Take one down. They just leave them on the wall.
Yeah, don't pass them around. Or you can pass them around,
but make sure
they
pass around, but don't
make sure they end up back on the wall.
Yeah,
like, so you're just passing it around to look at it, not to drink out of.
Like, oh, look at this label on this beer. Check it out. Look at what they made it with extra hops.
Exactly. We have some stuff cooking for you.
Yes, we do.
I mean all of y'all listening.
We have actually...
Except for you, Mom.
No.
Not for you.
Not for her. She gets enough content from the stuff I send her.
Yeah.
It's... I know we've... You know, it's been a lot of Let's Plays and stuff lately, but we, behind the scenes, we got some shit in the fucking... We've been uploading a lot of Let's Plays just because behind the scenes, we've been fucking busting our asses working on some crazy shit for you guys.
Yeah, you know, a music video, maybe some more coming.
Maybe two vlogs.
Maybe two fucking vlogs. Well, hopefully, no, the one vlog will be out. Don't we have to send it to them to approve it or some shit like
that? He asked me when it was going up recently, and I also remember
he said we might need approval.
I remember someone specific that is high up on this chain was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh,
he's like, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'll still ask, but
okay.
I'll make sure I send the version with not the bad jokes.
All the good jokes, hopefully, are in the vlog.
Only the good jokes. The bad jokes we'll put in later, just to pad time to make more ad revenue.
I'm excited. We're going to hopefully finish it Friday.
Yeah.
Which is probably when most people are listening to this.
And they're like, oh, while you're listening to this, Ryan and I are probably sitting in front of my
We took a holiday for my birthday.
JK, yeah, we did.
We worked very hard.
We actually spent
all day
from what, like 8 or 9 a.m. until 6 shooting in the hot sun.
That was the day after my birthday.
Oh.
The day of my birthday, we started out with
Let's Plays. What way to celebrate a birthday.
And then driving an hour in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
To get some really good shots. I'm being sarcastic about the traffic because fuck traffic, but I always have fun when filming. I always have a good time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, whenever you got Tucker there,
It just looks beautiful.
It's like I don't
know. You just need to trust. I trust Tucker.
No, yeah. Like, I'm like, bro, take it. Take the reins, man.
Whenever he's like, you want to look at this, I'm always excited because I'm always. It's never. Oh, did he get the shot that I was thinking of? It's always. Mwah.
It's always like, no, actually, you got a completely different shot from what I was thinking, and it's 10 times better.
Exactly.
Hey, dude, it's fucking incredible. He is.
How fast filming days go, though, especially the second one.
Dude,
we ran out of time fast.
I could not believe how quick that went. Dude, I was fucking so tired after that.
Oh, yeah.
And like just sun.
Just being in the heat and then, you know, maneuvering a vessel.
Shit, that's my first time driving a boat.
What is that one called?
It's like a
little skipper.
Yeah, a little skipper. Yeah. It's like the motorboat with the, like the stick.
That you see tour guides bring people from to and fro in like the Amazon mm-hmm. with.
Yeah. So I drove one of those, with Ryan and also, our buddy Justin in there. And
then there was one with a huge fan on the back next time.
Oh, yes. And there was a pontoon that's where the camera stuff was.
If there's one regret, it's that we didn't. The pontoon was so visually pleasing, but we didn't really get much footage on the pontoon. Mm-mm.
But damn, dude, I really hated driving that boat. That was very stressful.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy to just woof, woof, woof. Like my biggest mistakes are when I'd accidentally twist the throttle I'd turn it the wrong way when I'm trying to stop.
We did run out of gas.
Yeah, we did run out of gas.
We're out of gas. I'm like, okay.
Luckily, though, we had the other boat that we could tie it to.
Yeah, otherwise we would have actually been stranded out there.
Until the
old sheriff's boat comes.
We couldn't paddle
that to shore. We could have, but
we could have. That would be really fucking exhausting. That would have been like a 2-hour paddle back to.
We would have needed to call them, and they would have needed to search for us in one of their boats. But luckily, we had a Carson driving the as he named it, the SS bitch.
Because there are some bitches on it.
Yeah.
First Super Mega video to have some bitches in it.
That is true.
I guess, yeah.
Women,
sorry. No, they were bitches, Ryan.
Oh, come on, dude.
Trust me. Hey, man, you know.
One of them might be a bitch.
You know they was bitches. No, they're lovely, lovely women. Very sweet. But it was fun. We've been shooting a lot. Now it's gotta enter the editing bay.
Yep.
But the song itself is done. And
we just need to get the footage off of Tucker's cards.
I texted him and I was like, when can I get up? Probably grab it tomorrow morning.
Because he said today, but I know that today's a little bit filled for the two of us.
Let me see, actually. Maybe I can get him when I get home after this podcast, like while you're editing it.
Ooh.
And also Tucker, well, I asked him, I said, how many gigabytes is it? Because I imagine it's, dude, that's got to be like total altogether. That's got to be like 200 or 300 gigs of footage. Scratching the gooch, man, or your balls?
I'll leave that for you to decide.
It looked like just general.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, fuck, that hurt. Hurts.
Bless you, kind stranger.
Hurts my back when I sneeze.
Kind stranger. Thanks for the gold, kind stranger.
Edit.
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
I wish I could edit.
Which is coming into Sea of Thieves.
Ho, ho.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Sea of Thieves. I'm excited.
Captain Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, I've been grinding to knock out the battle pass because I took another break because this battle pass wasn't too exciting for the plunder pass. I guess I forget what they call it. Their season. Their season's like stuff wasn't all too exciting.
Who came up with battle passes? Like what game? Was that Fortnite that did that?
I don't know
first?
If they like came up with it, but they definitely popularized.
Now a lot of games are doing it and it seems like it's
a really
idea.
Good system. Halo's going to do it. Call of Duty's now doing it. I'm sure that the new Battlefield might do it. I haven't read too much up on the new Battlefield. It looks fun, though, because from what I saw, it's like 120 players on one Battlefield. Or, no, it's not 120 versus 120. Well, it's 100.
Whoa.
It's 120 total, I believe. So it's a huge, you know, people are in the air, people are on vehicles on the ground, people are in buildings. And not only that, but they're introducing, like, I've never been that big of a Battlefield fan, but specifically what I'm about to say, it's like the weather coming in. They have, like, sandstorms that'll come in and block vision.
Oh,
and they'll
sick.
Have a huge tornado that'll, like, suck up vehicles and helicopters that are in the way and players.
I might have to try that out, man. Yeah.
It just seems insane.
It
seems fucking nuts.
It was fucking
bro.
Nuts in my asshole.
E3 was kind of epic.
Yeah.
The best thing for me was the Sea of Thieves shit, I think.
Halo Infinite was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, tell me about that. Nerves. I've been wondering.
Halo Infinite stuff?
Yeah, because you've been talking about it for so long, and they did a big thing. What were your thoughts on it?
They didn't show really any of the campaigns, so you can't really judge how much better stuff looks, because instead of like a demo they prepared, it was just kind of like one sweeping shot, and it looked like they fixed some lighting, and the multiplayer stuff looks great, but that's baked lighting versus I forget what it's called, but it's a lighting system that happens when you essentially have a day and night cycle in a game, so the campaign has that. And then multiplayer has baked lighting because it's just one map.
It's baked lighting just when it's still.
So they could just make it just look beautiful, like every scene. So the light's not like changing around the scene. It's just always there. So they can like really like, you know, like a painting, just make it look.
Ooh.
So the multiplayer looks good. It looks fucking fun. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, just got to play it and we'll see if it.
I was looking at the, because I haven't been really into Halo, but I was looking at the, like the online stuff they were showing, and it had the picture of like how many people can you play in one match total. It was like 12.
That's
just a picture,
or it's 12v12, all the team battle.
Yeah team battle, all the different, like, just there was this one picture of like all the different like players in different suits. I was like, oh, that's sick. I kind of want to play it. I want to play it like just for the suits.
Well, they have like, they don't just have Slayer, which is just team deathmatch. What a lot of people have fun with is like Oddball, which is your team has to hold on to like an objective for longer, until like as long as someone on your team is holding it, your score is going up.
That was my favorite in Splatoon.
Capture the Flag, which is fun as fuck. And then they also have a bunch of different game modes that are kind of like it's called like Action Sack, where they throw in a bunch of like fun, different, more kind of like short, quick mini game type game modes.
Ooh.
But we'll see if that's included. If they add a custom games custom games browser, that would be great.
They probably would, I imagine. Well, I didn't watch any E3 this year because, well, I tune in to the Nintendo one every year, but we were out filming. There was no service, so
apparently it wasn't like that exciting.
People seem to really like it. There wasn't anything like huge. What I'm really excited for new WarioWare game.
Is it a new one?
Mm-hmm. I love WarioWare so much. It's always been a big
Donkey
favorite
Kong
game.
Didn't show up.
I know.
Oh, well.
There's a new Metroid game?
It's 40th anniversary of the Big Monkey. And
this year it was?
They still have some time. Let me see the actual date. Let me see if Donkey Kong anniversary.
What I was hoping for was Tomodachi Life for the Switch, but, you know, it's not their biggest priority, so I get it.
Released in arcades in 1981.
Oh,
so yeah, 40th anniversary of this big motherfucker.
Damn, yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I've noticed about Nintendo though is, you know, because they have their directs throughout the year, E3 just like It doesn't matter. Like, it seems like they're not necessarily saving all the big stuff for E3.
They just drop big stuff now.
Whenever. Yeah, like they just announced like Animal Crossing. That wasn't an E3 last or year before last, was it? I think they just did a direct about it randomly.
They
like,
definitely did do an E3 like thing because people got hyped, I think.
The only thing that bums me is I'm like, we're not going to get another Animal Crossing game until like 2028.
Well, that, and I think they didn't drop the ball because it's still like I put a lot of hours into it, but they shouldn't have done the drip feeding of content. They should have just released all the content that was like released over a year all in one go.
Yeah.
And I know why they did that. It's for longevity, but like when you get out of a game and there's like a new update and the only update is like, we added the paintings in the museum. It's like, I'm not going to get re-addicted to the whole game just for paintings that show up maybe once a week.
Yeah.
And
maybe
all of them could be fake, you know, like, they would need big updates.
Well, I wonder what the next game will be, because I imagine it'll be for whatever the next console they
do. It'll be a long fucking time, man.
We'll be in our 30s when it comes out.
May in our 40s.
Speaking of the devil, someone just had a little birthday.
I did. I'm 27 now.
Welcome to the 27 club, buddy.
I'm nearing 30.
Hey, you still got...
I still got three years. You know, that's the... Years, looking back, I go by pretty fast, but that's still a good bit of time.
I got 4.5, so I'm catching up right behind you, man. It's so weird when I listen to old Super Mega clips of the podcast or our show or something, and I hear us talk about, you're like, dude, like, I'm 22. Or like, I'm 23, dude, I'm getting old. And it's like, and I'm like 19 or 20. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
Now I'm 27 because I was
25 over here.
Was I 21 when we started Super Mega?
Yeah, because I was 19.
God,
wait,
damn.
Was I 19? I started in 2016.
Yeah.
I just turned 20.
Okay.
Because.
And I was about to turn 22, but I was 21 when we started.
So we're 20 and 21 when we started.
Because we started April, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I had just turned 20. Dude, that's weird. We started 20 and 21. Now we're in 2021 and we're 25 and 27.
What's up? Wait, I think I was 22. Because I was 21 and 20. Oh, wait, no, I didn't turn 22 yet. Sorry.
Yeah, because you were about to turn 22 and I had just turned 20.
I already said that. I don't know what. It's that whole thing where you second guess yourself. See, that's why I'm a bad test taker.
Dude, I suck at people are like, oh, it's not such thing as bad test taking. You're just stupid. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm the smartest kid in the room, but when they put a test down on my desk.
Well, I think people who suffer from like anxiety do mm-hmm. a lot worse on tests.
So do you overthink? And
that's not to give I'm not trying to give myself an excuse there. You know, I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't like apply myself hard to school.
No, it's weird.
I applied myself. I studied, but I didn't like crack open the books every night.
They're those
a
kids.
Week before a science test, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I would study
kids.
The night before. Two nights before. I'd be like, okay, let me just refresh on it. Hopefully I'll get it.
If it was huge, 3 nights before is maybe when I'd start. But there were those kids that would, like, the day they learned about it, go home and start, like, reading through the textbook. And I'm like, I admire that. Those are the kids that are going to get the, like, really high-paying jobs in the future.
Exactly.
But, like, I usually...
We got saved by YouTube.
Yeah.
And, Twitch and Patreon.
We got saved by a bunch of dumbasses content. That want to watch other dumbasses do dumbass shit.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Come on.
So I'm just kidding, guys. You're great. All of you. Every single one of you.
Some of them aren't good people, though.
Not
some
you,
of the
Adam.
Some of the people who watch us have committed a crime and gotten away with it.
There are people that are listening to this right now that have killed somebody and gotten away with it.
Like, I've at least gotten one. I've gotten away with theft.
And now they're thinking about it, and they're like, oh, shit. Or maybe they don't feel guilty. I don't know.
You've gotten away with theft, too.
Dude, stop.
At Chick-fil-A.
Stop.
When you stole that... Oh, yeah.
That cookie? I did get caught stealing that cookie.
You did.
It's like
I took a can of Pringles from Food Lion.
I took your mom's virginity.
Come on, dude. That's not even possible.
Yes, it is, Ryan.
I'm older than you, jackass.
So you think.
What do you mean, so I think?
Dude,
show me your driver's license.
I took LSD and I went through
time. Show me your driver's license.
I went through time and I fucked your mom.
Show me your fucking driver's license.
What'd you do if I showed it to you and it was like 48? See? Dude, I'm always...
That's why I look just like you.
That's why people can't tell their voice apart.
I think they can now.
Yeah. Our voices did sound, I don't know if it was the micro, well, I mean, I guess it's just getting older in your 20s.
Well,
our voices do sound a little
bit different.
We were
also like doing this a lot. Like,
yeah.
We were talking like this.
Hey, guys.
Holy shit, Matt. I mean, still sometimes like you'll project and like have a smile on your face, but I feel like the podcast.
Has it gotten more chill over the years?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, there's, ask the fans. How has the podcast changed over the years? And I already know the one I see on the subreddit is that we are less, I guess,
edgelords.
Yeah, we're less of edgelords. We still poke.
That's why I don't want to listen to earlier episodes, because I don't want to hear myself say some cringy shit or some bad takes and be like, well, there's literally nothing I could do about that now, because it would just give me anxiety.
There's hours of us talking. I'm sure there's a... I mean, not I'm sure.
No,
I mean, there are a lot of things that I regret saying.
There are over...
Like, I'm sorry that
talking.
I disrespected your mom so early on.
I wish I could have
waited a little bit, you know, warmed up. But right from the get-go, we were just...
It was pretty early on, man.
And I think that set a precedent for, you know, me and your mom's relationship to only be physical. And I wish I got to know her a little more.
No, I understand that. That definitely... It did... I mean, the channel did contribute to the divorce. With your stuff, with the physical... Especially with the physical side of stuff.
Well... Your mom was the married woman, so I mean, I feel like
yeah, it's
most
on her
of the responsibility.
It is on her. It's not. It's she. It's not. It's if she's coming on to you, Ryan. It's not your responsibility to turn her.
I was just tagging
away.
And bagging.
You were,
you know,
man.
Back then,
you were fucking. You were getting the loot, as Travis Scott would say. You know,
getting the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the poop.
In sicko, and,
yes,
and, dude. In sicko mode,
give
like
the
for
poop,
half
brother.
The song, you could replace every last word with poop, and it works. It's like na 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 da da poop. and a function. I got some poop. Like, you can just do it, like, so.
Did you just do that one night? You were just, like, listening to the song.
Who put this poop. Shit together? I'm the poop. And Jamba poop. Like, it's you could just do it with everything.
Stop right there. Let's have some ads.
Nice.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
And we're back.
And also something big, if we don't want to continue on whatever fucking thread we were just on, is June 15th marks the day that most places in California have taken down the mask ordinance. In fact, the mask ordinance is done. It's up to businesses, I think, at this point.
I think it's like per establishment.
Yeah.
But technically, I guess when I'm walking outside in a public space, I don't need my mask. I still wear it. Like, I went to get coffee this morning and I still wore it just because it's like everyone else around me.
I check the door, and like if the person serving is wearing a mask, I'll probably put on a mask.
Yeah.
If it's a food place and I'm just about to be seated.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I went into a gas station this morning, too, to get a big old jug of water. And I saw like all the employees wearing masks. And I was like, you know, like, oh, you know, I'll wear my mask. It's not because it's not like it's a fucking like nuisance to have to like, sure, no. It'd be great to not have to do it. But it's not like it's a fucking huge deal.
But we're getting back, you know, to some form of. It's pretty normal now. I mean, yes, there's still.
Like, I mean, restaurants are open.
Yeah.
Bars are open.
They've been open for a bit, but now it's like they have the full freedom to open.
Everything's
as they
open.
Please.
Is this 100% capacity now?
I think so. I think, I don't know actually about, I only know about the mask thing. I don't know if that's tied in with the capacity stuff, but I think LA or California did say that the areas outside that certain restaurants opened up can just keep those permanently and have those opened up permanently.
I do like that.
I didn't know they needed the permission of California to extend their business in that way, but
yeah, dude, California is like
maybe
brutal.
I read the headline and then it's like one of the things where it's like it's not really what the headline says. Well, there's more to it.
Businesses
sure
are fucking
it.
Like if running a business in California is really brutal cuz there's so many laws that are like so specific where it's like oh, I want to add a patio to my restaurant. It's like, okay, well, here, you got to go through 3 years of like zoning and permits. And
oh, is that really? Okay.
Yeah, it's intense. I mean, we get fucking so much money taken from us.
So I wonder now that makes more sense of why it's like such a big deal where it's like, keep those. It's
and
like,
also,
oh, shit.
What I love is now you can get cocktails to go, which was
and
not.
And most places have outside seating now.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't allowed before the pandemic. You couldn't like take alcohol to go, but now you can.
Yep.
So I love on like Postmates or something. I can like order a cocktail and just shows up at my door.
It's great.
Punch the driver. Just for fun.
Okay.
Funny TikTok.
Uber and Lyft haven't picked up from my knowledge yet. They're still pretty lacking. I guess that's in part due to the fact that nobody was going anywhere and more people were ordering food. So a lot of those people jumped ship to the like food versions of those delivery companies or just different food delivery services.
Dude, have you like every Uber I ever get in LA makes me so car sick because it's always like an old dude that's like... So, dude, I know
exactly what you mean. The worst is when they have the windows rolled up and no AC on. It's just
that happened
hot
to me the other day.
Just like,
on my way to your birthday dinner, the guy picked me up, and I was already feeling pretty nauseous from the whole day of shooting, and just like
because you
sun.
Got sea legs.
I did,
and Justin got bad sea legs too.
It fell off.
I don't get that. I don't know what that feeling is.
It's like it literally just feels like. When you shut your eyes and you're sitting still afterwards,
and
it
still
feels
dizzy.
Like you're still on the boat.
Like, fuck.
Like it literally feels like you're moving because your inner ear is still goofed. But I got in his car so fucking hot and he wouldn't turn on the AC. And I tried to roll my window down and it was locked. And I was like, fuck. And it was like a 40-minute Uber, and he just fucking, he had his window down like that much. But he had one of the plexiglass, like, screens between the front seat and the back seat. Mm-hmm. So none of that hit me. And I was dying, dude. And he was driving, like, he would slam on the brakes, turn. There was someone, like, he went into a four-way stop, went when he wasn't supposed to, stopped halfway in, looked at the driver, and then kept going. And I was like, whew. And it was just fucking, I was so nauseous by the time I got out. And I was like,
I passed an accident in an intersection this morning where, like, someone's trunk, you know, the crumple zone, they crumpled all the way to almost the back wheel.
Yeah. I mean, they designed that shit to just.
That's usually where I keep my bitches. Where am I supposed to put them now?
That's why it's dangerous to ride in the trunk. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do that. Yeah. I have done that before. Like I told you.
I did for like a short trip somewhere.
Jose and I got off work like real late at night. We're like the last ones at Chick-fil-A. I just like get in his trunk and he goes speeding around town. And I would just be in there like flying back so much. It was so stupid, but it was so much fun.
The trunk's made to like, you would have been flattened.
I would have been decimated.
Oh, yeah.
If
there would have been nothing left.
No.
The trunk would have been leaking Matthew.
You would have opened it up and it's like, you're making soup in there.
Yeah.
Some bone soup.
Some nice soup. Some nice sloppy Joe. God, I haven't had a sloppy Joe in a while. Sloppy Joe on a butter toasted bun sounds about good right now.
Man, it's been years since I've had a damn sloppy Joe.
I might have to go home and make some sloppy Joes tonight. I just have to get some hamburger buns.
You need hamburger buns? You need beef? And you need the manwich stuff?
Oh, I need the beef. Yeah. I have the manwich stuff.
Yeah, you have a can of that
and
shit?
I have some butter for the toast. But at the same time, Justin just left. I can't be eating like a fucking pig. Justin was always like, you know, I'm here, man. Let's just, and I'm like, okay.
And well, then, he convinced me to suck him off that way too.
Yeah, that is true. But unfortunately, I couldn't find his penis, so that didn't happen.
Thing is hard to locate sometimes. And also,
especially like, is like, at first I thought his balls were his penis and it just looked weird, but I mean, I guess technically it does look weird because no penis looks like Justin's.
And you would think that when he gets erect, it'd be easier to find, but no.
I think he gets softer when it gets erect.
I think it goes like the opposite direction. So instead of going out, it goes more like in.
Yeah.
It like recedes and like a turtle.
So you have to
shell.
Dig for it with your tongue.
Yeah. And you know, that's not very much fun because, you know,
I don't have strong tongue muscles.
And also he showers once a week, right?
Tongue muscles.
You got a bunch of muscles in your tongue.
Yeah.
The rest of the podcast, hour of that. I want to make my hands stronger, my fingers.
Because, just make each finger a tongue.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. I tell you what, man, my girl would be happy. I want to get my fingers stronger because I've been trying to like get back into playing guitar lately, and I realize like my fingers are just not like strong enough to be like. It's like I can't move them enough. Like they need to be moved quicker and stuff, and I can't.
You start getting like, you just need to get calluses. Like when I started riding my bike more, I started getting calluses right here, and so I feel like it's getting a little more comfortable now.
Well, it's not even that. It's like my muscles and my fingers. Like I can't move them fast enough. Like I need to be moving them.
Well, you can practice on Guitar Hero. That'd probably be good practice. The expert, just even though it's not really the same thing, and guitarists are like, yeah.
I love Guitar Hero. When I first got it for Christmas for the Wii, my dad came in. I was playing. He was like, so. Does this actually teach you guitar? And I was like, no. And he's like, what?
They did make one called like Guitar Smith or some
Rock
shit like
Smith?
That. Rocksmith.
I knew a kid that played it so much.
It had the strings that you
plug your guitar into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, actually. Was it Rocksmith?
I think it was Rocksmith.
It was Rocksmith. I knew a kid that played that a lot. That's a cool concept because you actually get to learn how to play the.
Dude, when Rock Band came out and it's like, we have drums, we have a microphone,
bass. I was like,
it's
no.
It's the same guitar, but.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't know. I have such an affinity for Rock Band because it wasn't the first one of those games I played, just one of the first ones I owned. One of my friends had Guitar Hero, and I would always go over and watch him play.
Rock Band was too expensive for me because it was like the whole kit,
mm-hmm.
and also I didn't have a console that could play it, so it was always like a fantasy. I was like, hey, I'm stuck with my Guitar Hero, but I loved Guitar Hero 3. But when I go to my friends' houses that had Rock Band, game on, brother.
Yeah.
I always went for the drums.
Well, my mom had some shit on Bush, so we just got shit as a gift sometimes.
That's one of the perks of working for the federal government.
Yeah.
But Rock Band had, I mean, I remember playing it back in like 2016 when we lived with Mark Starr. I remember coming to your room and playing Rock Band
yeah.
a lot, and we would like buy extra songs.
Then you have to go, to start the super power up, you'd have to flick the guitar up.
And Rock Band?
Yeah, you have to do that.
I wonder how they got away with making like literally the same game as Guitar Hero.
Well, I mean, probably the whole rule of like you can't have a monopoly over something. It's the reason why a bunch of platformers like Mario is not the only platformer.
Do you think they'll ever bring back a Rock Band or Guitar Hero? Because, you know, they stopped both of them for a very long time and they said that they were done with them.
I would like to see a spiritual successor because it would be fucking fun.
I think like a new,
like there is an audience there,
and
like whether it's the nostalgia or like kids, no matter what, would love to fake play instruments and feel like they're doing something. And gaming's still fucking huge.
If they had one that had a catalog of like over 1,000 songs, like
well, Rock Band, you could go and use their online store and shit and purchase songs, which is what I started doing over the.
They had some pretty good ones on there.
I think I still don't know if this is a. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna see if this is a fake memory or not.
Also, speaking of excellent songs, we have a podcast guest that will be coming on the podcast, I believe, in August.
Ooh,
is what he told me, because he's on the road right now. But it will blow everyone's mind. You've never seen this before.
Oh yeah, what is this? Here it is. Hold up. It's the Rock Band Nickelback Pack 1.
Yeah, we got that. We play that, wouldn't we? We want to do a stream doing that, right?
Yeah.
But you can't stream Rock Band, can you?
Because it's songs.
I wonder how expensive it is for, like, how much of the budget goes into them just licensing the music? Like, Beatles Rock Band? How much fucking money?
Oh, I had that. I also had Lego Rock Band.
How much do they have to spend on licensing the Beatles songs?
A lot,
like
maybe
tens of millions.
That's where most of the money goes to for the game, because it's not like
the game's not hard to make. I imagine
no, it could be made by a bunch of fucking probably primates or something.
Easy. I mean, those programmers that made those
just push
games,
a few buttons.
Yeah, the programmers that made those games are probably some of the stupidest ones that came out of like
just put in the
Caltech
songs,
or something.
Put in the graphics and boom.
Yeah, throw the song in there, click the buttons to what it sounds good along with it, and you're done.
Yeah, perfect.
Mm. I do like the Guitar Hero PC. You could put custom songs, like any song.
Oh, they had like a program where you could like make your own shit.
So people would make like crazy cool ones.
They just need to add that because people can like. I'm thinking of it in terms of how regular multiplayer and games set up, where you could like go through matchmaking and have like rock offs with people or battles with people. And then you could just fucking have like a custom games browser where, or like people could make songs and you could go through that, or you could go through the actual store. And sometimes they'd have, dude, get a battle pass going. Get a battle pass going. Have people subscribe.
A backstage
have like
a, pass.
It's the Beatles season. It's Nickelback season.
You get the backstage pass.
Yeah,
the backstage pass. And also.
See, we're making the game for them. It just needs to be made. It would not lose a company money. If
you know what I bet? One reason is though that they stopped making them is because the music industry fucking sucks, and they've gotten so much worse over the years. And then like the music industry is one of the shittiest. Oh God, Jesus! Hold on a second. Oh, I think it's ad reads.
Oh, okay, yeah. Welcome back, everyone.
Got those out of my system. I mean, all those industries are shitty, but like the music industry is just like they go out of their way to be shitty to artists and regular people that just listen to the music. Like they go out of their way to be fucking assholes.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much wrong with it.
It's also like, what are you going to do? Like play guitars with Billie Eilish's bad friend, whatever. What the fuck?
Bad guy.
Bad friend.
That works.
She's talking about Drake in that one.
Is she really?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Not though.
I, you know, there's some songs that we definitely know that we also know who they're about, but we don't know that it's about them. Like so there's definitely celebrities that have, and rock stars and musicians that have written songs about other celebrities and people that we know, but no one knows it's about them.
I remember it's the biggest thing with like that. That's how Taylor Swift was always in headlines, because she'd put out a new song and people would be speculating who the song was about and blah, blah, blah. It's like that part of stardom that like is really, it's, I'm going to have something that's supposed to be a very personal like thing, like a relationship with someone is a very personal thing.
Yeah.
Like you can, you know, express it publicly if you want, it's whatever, but then you turn that into a monetizable thing where it's like the heartbreak sells. And so you can sell that as a commodity to younger people that look up to you and think that this is what relationships should be like. It's like this weird fucking
thing. It's also just the heartbreak, like publicly, I can't, it would just make, it makes everything so much worse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not only dealing with like the grief of a breakup.
And one of your biggest hits could end up being that fucking song. And it's just like, I'm living forever characterized by my breakup.
Mm-hmm. And you then also I mean? Everyone's looking at it and then people will be mean for no reason to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And
because each side, usually if it's like a celebrity dating mm-hmm. another celebrity,
it's just it's
like two fan bases colliding or joining together. And then when they break up, colliding, just be
yeah.
like,
it just sucks. Public breakups are awful because it's awful when it's not public. But when it's public and you have a million eyes on it, it's even worse because then yeah. it's like, oh, right now there's like 500 people talking about my breakup with strangers.
Or like the whole thing of like a celebrity that like is dating someone. Nobody knows who it is. It's like, who is this mystery girl Brad Pitt's with? You know, that type of like narrative.
It's because they make so much money off that.
They break up. They find the fucking girl's Instagram. They like DM her like, fuck you. You know, they get real. It's just such a it's a weird space. Like there's that side of it, which is like I can understand like why celebrities in certain times can be like so like put off by sharing their life with people.
Yeah, totally.
But at the
crazy.
Same time, then celebrities use that to make money through songs about breakups.
You and I
heartbreak.
You and I are in the realm of the entertainment industry where it's like, I think we share more than like any other type of entertainer.
Yeah.
Of our lives, because, like, I think that celebrities dating celebrities, I get it. But also, like, it just, that must be a weird relationship. I get it because, like, if you're a huge movie star, it might be harder to, like, be in the dating pool mm-hmm. of people that are outside of your circle.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, people that are in your circle already, like, other big movie stars, it might be easier. But, like, God, that the whole industry
See,
of, like...
Paul Walker had the right idea.
Exactly.
He didn't date a celebrity.
Yeah.
He dated a high schooler.
Yeah. That's that. So did Jerry Seinfeld, man. That's the easiest thing to do. That all the greats have done it.
All the greats have dated a high schooler.
Dude, I saw a challenger the other day that's
so fucking weird still.
Everyone just kind of let it go. They're like, oh, Jerry did date a 17-year-old.
It's like 17 is bad.
Yes.
But for some reason, just putting like high schooler. Just you dated a high schooler.
Remember,
you were at the top of your fucking game as a 35-year-old, like comedic,
like
genius,
one of the richest, most successful comedians in the world, and you're like, I'm gonna date a high schooler. It's like, what, dude? Well, you know,
he flaunted it about too.
He brought it
enough
to the
about Jerry.
Yeah,
you know, he gets enough coverage.
Back to Paul. Paul, I saw a big challenger on the way home from our shoot that had a huge thing on the side that said Paul Walker.
God bless Paul Walker, man.
God did bless him. He's up there with God right now.
Hold up. Let me find this clip real quick. Have you seen this clip from Fast and Furious with Paul Walker?
I have not seen any of the movies, so
really?
No.
Really? Okay.
So the ninth one's coming out.
Let your man go, huh?
Drop it. I don't want to talk about it.
Drop it, hell? I want to hear about this, homie.
I said forget about it, cuz.
What? Cuh. I said forget about it, cuh.
You
gotta call each other cuh more.
What's up, cuh?
What up, cuh? That's so funny. It's like when Quentin Tarantino hangs out with black people.
Dude, that video is still one of the hardest things.
And people are like,
stomach.
Well, he grew up with a lot of black people. It's like, okay. But that's just not how he normally talks. So that's why if he had always talked like that.
It's the thing where I have to go inside the mind of that's like how he usually talks. You know what I'm saying? That's what he sounds like when
she was down for it, dog.
Yeah, that's what he starts.
Vinny Roman Polanski.
I'm with it. You know, I'm with it. Come on, she was into it.
She was 13, Quentin.
You're thinking of American morals here. No, I'm talking about European morals. Who cares if she was 15? She was a party girl.
Wasn't she 13?
She was like 13 or 15, but he sodomized her, so.
Not Quentin Tarantino, though. The Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski raped a minor, yes.
He gave her alcohol at a party?
Regardless of whether there is consent or... No, there is no such thing as consent. You know, if the person's fucking 13...
Take it up with Quentin, dude.
Yeah, no, that 15, whatever, however fucking old she wasn't old enough.
If you want to cringe, go...
To be groomed by a, 30-year-old man, 40-year-old man.
I think he was older than 30. If you guys want to cringe, go listen to Quentin Tarantino on Howard Stern where he's defending Roman Polanski.
It's hilarious.
It's it's like, I was like, I can't believe he said this shit. Like, I was cringing. I was like, this is real? Oh my God, how did people not like freak out more about this?
You don't understand how the world works. You're not an artist, Matthew. An artiste, okay? You're just a YouTuber.
I know, I'm just a fucking YouTuber.
How's Dream doing? I saw y'all hanging out the other day, Santa Monica Pier.
Don't give away location.
Sorry.
You cannot, people can't even know he's in California. Because if they know he's in California, then easier to find out who he is.
Yeah. I'll just cut it out of the podcast. Hold up.
It's Michael.
What?
But it's Michael. It's not, like, Dream is his. He doesn't like going by anything Dream related. It's just Michael.
Okay.
Michael Stewart.
Should I say that in the pod? Like, to call him that?
No, cut that out.
Okay.
People cannot know his name is Michael Stewart.
Okay. So I saw that you had some fun times at an undisclosed location with Dream.
Yeah, man.
The other day.
We had a good time. We laughed. We talked about making money off the LGBTQ community. We had a couple beers.
Nice.
You know, we... So went skateboarding a little bit.
Okay.
Talked about Minecraft. Talked about speed runs.
And, now, you did all of that, but did you take your normal pills?
No, fuck that, dude. The second I was handed that note from my doctor that said I'm not normal, I took my normal pills and I poured that shit in the trash can. He might have taken them that day, though. I don't want to say he was tweaking, but... He kind of was, I didn't ask because I think that's rude, but he definitely was on some kind of substance, and it was definitely something like a stimulant, like an amphetamine.
Okay.
Like, not like Adderall, though. It was more like a tweak, you know?
He's wearing rollerblades the whole time.
He would go fast.
Sorry, skates.
Well, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference with how fast he was going.
Yeah.
I think he might have been on meth.
Probably.
Because, you know, surprisingly, a lot of YouTubers use meth.
Normal pills come in different flavors.
You know what it is, dude? I'm pretty sure that's what normal pills were implied to be, though.
Meth?
Adderall.
Oh.
I think so, because it's like his ADHD medication.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I get that some people do, you know, have a bad reaction to
some
ADHD
people,
medication.
Some people, in order to live a healthy lifestyle, need medication.
And I just...
Whether it's for physical or mental ailments, that's just that's just what it is. Some people need medication.
No, throw it away, dude. Dude, that's... Fuck, remember like...
Tell that to a Vietnam veteran suffering from PTSD. Just throw away your normal pills.
Dude, I don't think you'd want to give a Vietnam vet Adderall.
Not Adderall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like they prescribe certain things so that they can better cope with anxiety, depression, and PTSD.
Honestly, if you're having a panic attack, guys,
drink a Budweiser.
Just have a couple sips of beer. And that advice is free. On God.
On jaw, dude.
On Keem. Man, my grandpa.
Frenemies is done. Anyways, what?
My grandpa had horrible PTSD because he was in Iwo Jima. And my mom said, I didn't meet him because he died in Iwo Jima. But my mom, no, he died later. But my mom said every time. There'd be like a gunshot or firework outside. He'd like dive under his desk and then be like shaking.
Yeah.
Because he was like so bad.
Well, like it's.
I can't imagine fucking fear.
I'm not a therapist, but from like, I didn't fight in a war, but I do suffer from some sort of whatever, whether it's mild or whatever PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, usually there is some sort of inciting thing mm-hmm. that happens or something you think about.
Right.
But it's just like, it's a repressed trauma that it's
and
not like
suddenly it pops its head back.
It's
up.
Not like you can deal with it and then it goes away. I mean, sure, that can happen as well. Like, people are different, but like it is just repressed trauma of like you're not dealing with it. You're not doing anything to better mm-hmm. help your mental health or you are, but you're still struggling with understanding. You know, you're not going to therapy or trying different things, but it really is just like it stems from just repressed things that happen. I couldn't imagine like people who come back from fucking Vietnam and like people don't give a shit about them. People are yelling at them.
And
we did a lot of, there are also soldiers who did a lot of fucked up things. I'm not trying to paint a black and white picture, but I am just trying to, you know.
Oh no, not defending like Vietnam.
Yeah, but putting a spotlight on
soldiers
and their mental health post-war.
Hey man, well, you know, America does a really good job at taking care of those those men and women that went to fight for our country.
Yeah.
And saw people get their heads blown off. But,
of course. You know. Saw their friends die before them in very gruesome ways. Not like, you know, people always think like in the movies, you know, it's like you get shot in like the head
and or you get shot and then you in the chest and you slowly like bleed out. It's like, no, it's fucking gruesome.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about like horrifying thing. Like, you know, in zombie movies, like we're talking like people with their skin and muscles torn to shreds and their bones shattered and missing.
And these are your only friends out there.
Yeah.
Too.
And this is like gruesome shit that they have to go through and just kind of like. They have to force themselves through it because their fight or flight response is I'm either going to run or I'm going to keep fighting. And you push it aside because if you're freaking out, then you're just going to you're probably going to end up dead.
How do you
especially in a war like one of the world wars or Vietnam, whatever?
Yeah. Like how do you get put through that and go through that kind of stuff and then come back home and just go back to regular? You can't.
It's like the scene in Hurt Locker where he comes back into the grocery store and it's a very silent, just type of like sterile environment. And he's like trying to choose what cereal. He's just like, it just feels weird because usually he's just used to a lot of like shit going on.
I don't think you can ever fully be normal after something like that, because that's just so fucked.
Yeah. I mean, it's also anyone who has to deal with stuff like that,
unless you're a psychopath.
Well, like firefighters, there's a lot of firefighters who need to like go to therapy or something, because like they show up to scenes and it's not just like a house fire, like a cat in a tree, like it's gruesome fucking car accidents. It's it's like a family of
five. They gotta be like right there
in
opening
a minivan
like
that got smushed by an 18-wheeler, and like that scene isn't fucking pretty.
And they have to like open the door and everything. Well,
especially if you have kids at home or at home and you're a firefighter, you can only project that situation. So, I mean, long story short, if you feel like you need your normal pills, go ahead and keep your goddamn normal pills.
And on top of that, even if I would say your doctor should be the number one decider in if you're going to take your normal pills.
No.
If your doctor says
they're trying to control you,
take your normal pills, guys.
And there's also so many sides to that discussion, because also the pharmaceutical industry isn't for the benefit of the patient in a lot of cases. And I don't want to scare people away from that.
But if you're having a bad experience with your medication, always consult your doctor before you just throw your pills away or stop taking.
Because there are really bad reactions to just like off of medication.
Holy shit. I took Cymbalta for like a year or 2 years and I stopped taking it. And like the withdrawal was so fucking bad. And, it lasted like 4 to 5 months, and I had to like go on a plan to like wean off it, where it's like for these 2 weeks you take this much milligrams and then this.
Yeah.
And like I still had side effects like brain zaps and
well, you have to go through like a 2 month process to even get your body regulated with stuff. And like a lot of the times like people, you don't just it's like speed dating, not really, but it's the first medication you try may not be the right medication for you. So if you feel like it's making you feel off, you can tell your doctor and they can work with it.
I take Prozac
and
I'm
honest with your doctor.
Yeah, you can't.
If they ask you, do you suffer from anxiety or depression, be honest and say yes. Because if you say you don't and they give you medication that makes anxiety and depression worse, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Just at least be honest. If you're going to your doctor, just be honest.
Especially therapists too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're paying these people money too to help you. So lying is not going
to. Yeah. I mean, to look after the most important thing to you should be your own life.
Yeah.
Or I guess if you have a kid, then you wasted your life being a fucking stick in the mud.
Instead, Ryan and I are going to be billionaires when we're 80 and have no kids to take care of us.
Exactly.
And no fond memories of Christmas.
We can pay people to take care of us.
Yeah, we can.
And they can abuse us when our memories start
to
fade.
They can punch me and pour liquor down my throat.
And then I'll forget it the next day and they'll be nice to me and it'll be like it never happened. But they still like it. They have this deep like smile, like evil smile behind their kind one. That's just like, he doesn't even fucking know, idiot. They fucking bite my ear off. Then I take a nap and forget about it.
You wake up and you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, you fell. You fell while taking a poop. No.
I'm on Prozac, but I've taken 4 or 5 different antidepressants before. Mm-hmm. And Prozac's the one that like really works. I mean, there were ones that like worked for me for like a month or even to a year, like really well, and then just stopped over time.
Can your body be like normalized?
Yeah, it can get kind of, you can build like a tolerance to it, but also just sometimes, I mean, your brain changes. It like, they work differently on every person. So like my experience with Prozac is completely different from like my mom's experience with Prozac. She had an awful experience, but like for me, it works great.
They just need to put a new brain in you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Frankenstein's monster. The monster was just a severely depressed man, and they just put a new brain in him.
Mm-hmm. The best.
The brain of a rich YouTube Let's player. So, of course, they're going to be happy.
And I threw away all my Wellbutrin and Prozac, and I said, hey, guess what? I'm a new man. And Frankenstein had a huge fucking hog, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's also something to say, of course, like, there are certain people who maybe they feel like it's time to be off their medication, and it's kind of a good feeling. It's a nice feeling. You don't feel like you're going through the tough part anymore, and you can wean yourself off and see if you can get back to things. And that's 100% respectable. I'm not trying to like
just consult your doctor,
throw direct shade in any fucking way or fashion, but it's just a lot more complicated than
what I have found before. Is I'm like, oh, I'm ready to be off. Like I feel really good. And then I stop and I'm like, oh, I felt really good because I was on the medicine.
Yeah.
But the antidepressants thing is a whole different debate conversation. I like them. They make me feel straight. They turn me straight. So, I mean, that's the main reason I started taking them.
You were looking at a few boys at a bar one day, and I said, have you tried medicating yourself?
And I did. I went and I bought some Wellbutrin off the deep web, and next thing
We can't be successful if we're not straight.
Here's the thing. If
our ratio of success
it drops.
Goes down.
It tanks because if I'm sitting here at the office editing a video, my mind might start getting clouded with thoughts of cute boys. And when that happens, I'm not going to be able to edit the video because all I'm thinking about is cute boys.
Like a soldier in the battlefield. He can't keep his head straight when he's focusing on all the blood rushing to his boner, looking at all these butts in front of him.
Exactly.
These boy butts.
And so that's why they don't allow gays in the military, or they used to not, you know.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of gays in the military with big old boners.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about it. Gross.
I love The Onion has a really funny like video about like don't ask, don't tell. And it's like the reason gays aren't allowed in the military is because they're too precious.
They're trying to save the gays.
He's like, we can simply not afford to put America's beautiful gays at risk. They've always been so spot
fucking
on.
Good.
Yeah. And just in case someone somehow misinterprets that whole joke I just did, I am 100%, I believe gays should be in the military. I hope no one's like, was he saying gays shouldn't be in the military?
I would hope not. I think at some point that has to be on the viewer. Like, you can't, I don't know. I don't want to be like,
people,
if you watch us,
you can't stop people from getting mad, ever.
No, I mean, you can't stop people at any point, you know. That's why God gave us free will.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't. It's fate. Everything is fate.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm choosing to end the episode.
Not with a fart.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.